What's up, it's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegada? Cause I've been at it since for the past 18 years.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich.
Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl.
This is Quest F.
Just like it.
All the stars.
I feel it.
All the hits.
You love it.
This is.
You love
it. Latinos Radio.
Listen.
We are back.
Welcome to Diva Drive Podcast, and it's yet another episode of the Diva Drive Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
La Lela, it's where we're having great conversations, great vibes every time. Moleni betuna igama ding ongezi wakana kumba. I am Onke Joy, the Joy, the Lady of Talk, and I'm not driving solo.
You are driving with me.
Of course.
If you don't know who I am, I am the winner of the presenter, search of 2025 here at Matibus Radio.
Clock.
I am William Gellert Latiano, but Miss Yams XTU. We're here to connect, inform, and engage.
And of course, namhlanje we're engaging on so many things, heated topics, and I'm super excited. Ngoba namhlanje later on, we have an interview.
Right? We have an interview, a very special one.
Multi award winning. Okay, gotta get my CM because that actually sets the mood of the week for me.
Definitely.
And for me, the mood of the week just is just live life.
Yeah.
Live in the moment as much as you can worry about tomorrow. Worry about the future. And did he like take life as YOLO? You only live once and do reckless decisions. But like, live life, man.
Be present at the moment.
At the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Be present at the moment.
And just let yourself, you know, feel the wind, feel the sand, feel the.
Oh, and the wind is just blowing, shame.
Yes.
The wind is blowing, yeah. Yo, kasiami.
What's your mood of the week, Yams?
I think it's chilled.
Yeah.
It's chilled. Even the weather is allowing, you know, it's not that windy. And yeah, we're all for great conversations, meeting great people. Yeah. It's the start of a new week.
And it's yet another day to meet great people.
Yes.
But and also, I'm sure we are not the only people actually excited about meeting great people.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, Summer Walker in South A.
I saw.
She was performing at the In the City Festival, and her performance was cut short, which is so sad. So bad and so sad.
Why was it cut short?
Well, Okala, who apologized Usama Oka to her South African fans after her headlining set at the In the City Festival in Pretoria, which was cut short on Sunday, October 5th. Talking to ex, Walker wrote, "South Africa, I love you guys so much. You guys were the best show. I wanted to do the full hour, but the venue and the South African police didn't allow me to. It was not my fault. I love you guys. I'll be back soon." So apparently, by the time we're like, no, you gotta leave. But 10 or was midnight, 04, Opumango, 32 minutes later.
Wow.
So it's like people were like,
is it a thing of her? Is it a thing of her arriving late?
I don't think she arrived late because she came in South Africa the day before. She was
Can't be a thing of her arriving late. Then where's this whole saga of her having been, you know, rushed to
leave the
1111 and then she's done?
I think Jay, probably the other acts before her took longer.
Okay.
Probably the act before her took longer, and the venue and the police doesn't
allow
care.
It.
It's like the venue you guys paid for maybe 8 hours, and you can't do more than that.
Is up.
And South African police is like, the noise, we are supposed to be shutting down now. And people were already excited for Summer Walker.
Of course. I mean, she's an international artist. How can we not be excited?
Yes, Anna. But her Instagram statement went further, you know, it's pointing fingers at the event promoter. As it by the event promoter refused to pay the JOC, so he messed up the whole show, even though they were early.
Oh.
I love you guys until next time.
I'm pretty sure the fans were left frustrated by all of that.
Of course, because she only performed 30 minutes instead of a full set.
So but 30 minutes, it's like 2-3 songs?
Yeah.
And then...
And Kabanga, your best song, maybe the best song that she knows she popped with.
Girls Need Love, yeah, my favorite song.
Girls Need Love. I think, and there's, you know, when you're about to leave,
yeah, you
leave the best song.
Obviously, because like, it's the best song. The best everyone song. Relates to the song.
Yo, everyone felt reflected disappointment in the post. And any one of the people, they did her wrong. And one of the comments even said, these promoters didn't do justice. They did her wrong at Summer Walker.
They definitely
we
did
stand
her wrong.
With you. And others even asked for a solo concert with Walker alone as their bill. So she would deliver the songs her friends were hoping to hear from her.
Okay, that's...
That's fair.
We can allow that.
But I have to say, but she made up for this whole thing because also went to the parking lot.
Yes, I did see
pictures and
everything. I saw she was taking a picture with Ulibo Geza. I don't know if you're familiar with Ulibo Geza. So Ulibo came to her and wanted to hang ingalo yake around her neck, and Unansik bodyguard because someone was like, no. He just pushed Libo's head. I was like, ooh. Do you know who Libo is, though? How can you push this fine man? But we're not about that.
But this is Summer Walker.
And they looked so good together. If you guys don't see, go to Libo's Instagram. Yo, they look...
I met Neko and Amanda.
Okay. Let me keep quiet. But they look so good together.
Yeah, man.
They look so good together.
But it was so good, man. The fact that she enjoyed it, at some point she understood what happened. Mm-hmm. And as special South African.
And despite the fact that she didn't look okay in those pictures,
yeah,
it's still okay.
Yeah, man. But she did justice for some of her fans for taking pictures with... the fans.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Bana, like, I think after Chris Breezy came to South Africa was never the same.
It was never the same, babe.
South Africa was never the same. And then okay.
I think we have a lot to say. But then after Chris
Breezy. Epape moyeni.
Kulanyaka umnye.
Ndiyaxelela. Well, son, Mamela, I'm thinking about Caesar.
Okay.
Even Naye, but it was so good. Also, Naye opened because he opened for Summer Walker.
Okay.
And depending on thing is again, because
I'm all ears.
There was a show, Travis Scott, and then he's a hip hop artist, right? And then it was an Abma Piano artist that opened
for him.
Mm-hmm. Was the first performer of the night, and it raised concerns with some of the people, I could say fans or also hip hop fans,
okay,
which felt like they were not giving the hip hop artists like a platform because it's a hip hop artist, or the headliner is a hip hop artist.
Yes.
So they thought they should have
given the opening artist being, they should have let it be an hip hop artist.
Mentioning there's so many artists who are actually great.
Your Nasty C,
your Aries, your Kesper, your Vest. Yeah, so in this case, when are you happy with Caesar opening for Summer Walker?
I mean, Caesar's big, guys.
Yeah,
Caesar's big. It's Sakalavuka. Sakalavuka. So, I mean, he's big and he's currently trending. So, why not?
But not in the sense of being big.
Yes.
In terms of the genre.
In sense of the genre. But who could have done it here in SA? Because I don't remember us having great R&B.
Elaine.
Oh, Elaine, I'm going to be part in the bag.
You mean, you know, but I also think that I love that because Caesar just released their song, a remix, a saga with Summer Walker.
See?
Who else?
A variety for the opening.
I loved everything about the show, though, in the City Festival. I loved everything.
See? That's what we want to hear.
But it was just an eye opener in terms of like, there's such things that people talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And raise concerns, Jay, about opening for big artists. Yeah.
But anyway, let's get to other news.
What's happening?
So, someone is engaged.
Ooh, wedding bells!
In fact, people are engaged. People were engaged this previous weekend.
Hey, wena.
But anyway, let's get to it. So, Urarisang Mohapi gets engaged. If you remember, Kebetunan Urarisang was interviewed by Mino Ong.
Yes, at the Africa Week. Oh, at the Urarisang Nasumazi,
face to face.
Oh my God.
We know her. Yes, we know her. We know her. So, the one and only Rory that you interviewed with the True FM, in collaboration with the True FM, I mean, is engaged.
Week,
On Africa Week, yes, is engaged. And he did mention on the Africa Week, if you remember, because Usluja did ask
Indabaye
partner. And he said, I'm dating in the industry.
And,
we were like, what could it be? Did you expect it?
No.
I didn't as well. I don't know who I expected to be, but they're very cute. Cutest couple I know. But if you don't know who she is engaged with, she is engaged with the one and only Grootbo, known for his portrayal as Jacob Dau in Fatal Seduction, as well as Inimba, Obetinawe 2802. That's my favorite show. Yeah, so she is engaged to Jacob Dau, and Urarisang Mohapuke, we all know her for her role as Upalisa on the popular ETV Soapy, shared a carousel of images on Sunday, the 5th of October, being last week, documenting her emotional and heartwarming engagement. I saw it was so cute, and she was crying. So her long-term partner, Prince Grootbo, proposed to her after she read a plate inscribed with the words, "Will you marry me?
Yeah, oh, so, proposal of my dreams.
Can I ask? So, girl, u prince ne?
Yes.
Uzobang u prince Grootbo Mohapi. Okibanaye u Rory. Abeng u Rory sang Mohapi Grootbo. What's the, you know?
I think Kleyabo. Yabo Kleyabo. I think uzobang uzong Rory sang Grootbo.
Grootbo, okay.
Because prince is the one proposed.
But kaloku, remember that we are also allowed.
No, but I think Rorisang is really traditional. Like
yeah,
that.
she wouldn't do like that. Yeah.
But like, yo, but that would be crazy though.
Yeah, Prince Grootbo Mohapi. I actually like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's
Prince Grootbo Mohapi. Yes.
Cute.
And of course, the actress, who was emotional and crying tears of joy, like I mentioned during the proposal, wrote in her caption that she cannot wait to spend the rest of her life with Grootbo. And they're very young, so they have a long life ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
We wish them nothing but the very best on their proposal.
Even in the last episode, we're talking about marriage and wedding bells.
Yes.
And... Ngoku we have people engaged, and it's not only Risang who got engaged.
Yes.
We have Usikavi, who is popularly known for her former role as Ushogi on House of Sweden.
Yes.
She showed a video announcing her engagement on Saturday, October 4th, beaming with joy as she showed off her dazzling pear-shaped diamond ring
while singing the lyrics, "I've got a ring on my finger."
So,
she's definitely engaged to a partner yakhe ku House of Sweden. Wanda Zulu boy.
Hey, from showing us love and
on real telenovela
on TV to making it a real life thing.
I love that.
And I love how they also were able to keep things private.
Nansi ke yona eyananto yam ne acting. Lanto ayipheleli kula acting. They also do it, like, you know,
after I think
it's not, even though it's not always the case, but
there's chances.
But
I catch a sana,
and I'm not sure I'm no longer acting. I catch her down. I know myself. You catch her down.
But as an actress, I don't think I've been exposed that much to that kind of
setting
where you get to have a partner that is like your partner,
and then you do things that
people
in a relationship
do and then do it on TV and get to watch it and be like, oh. And then when they edited the post production, and there's the sound that makes the whole romantic thing, you know.
Oh, they're like, then, if you while shooting, they're like, no, please do it again. And then we get to kiss over again. Yeah, and you got to catch her down.
But now, I don't know. I think it just needs training as an actress. We're going to need to train an actor and actress. Need to train. And then if it happens, because it's a fantasy you're going to build in your head.
Exactly.
And it might be dangerous. It's going to be delulu.
Yeah.
And the person is just professional with it. Delulu.
It's
crazy.
Just acting. Nothing beyond that.
But yeah, I'm going to catch her.
sana. Yeah, but no Prince Rodbom gavanda banjani. Abantu bahle hlobo.
Uko hey, someone said and commented on that thing. Uti if yes bone izinto azenza fa ku Fatal Seduction, nama to say yes.
Oh, oh my god, I was like Jehovah. Yes. Yes, why not? Like give it to me.
Yo, I don't wanna lie, they're really beautiful. And remember the past like thing last month when they posted the thingy Ursang was wearing a pinifa and they
Yes, I think those are the Lobola negotiations.
I think they did the Lobola negotiations.
Yes, they already did
allegations them. And they didn't argue, they didn't comment.
Yeah.
They didn't say anything, they didn't say yes.
And they were in Port Alfred, ne? Oh, I said Port Alfred, Pangombi. See? So what
but
was she doing?
I think they can't do Lobola. They can't do Lobola more.
And then
they can't do Lobola negotiations.
It doesn't make sense that...
They don't do... Lobola negotiations at the guy's place.
Oh, yeah.
So I think...
So she was just attending a ceremony.
Maybe bayenzi Lobola mhlambi go about by poster.
Okay. But it doesn't make sense.
Okay, then maybe
yes, literally true, but she attended the ceremony.
And with the plans that Prince had, okay, I want to marry Ursang.
She might as well come forward and they can see her
ekhaya. And then approve.
And I think it also doesn't make sense, Ndoba, he proposes, meanwhile, eseyile.
It happens sometimes.
Really?
Because sometimes...
But due to her reaction, I doubt that it's something that has happened before.
Yeah, which is why there's two. Maybe in the time...
It was a ceremony.
Just the ceremony. And then after you say a proposal.
Yes.
Maybe some bonus go up. And also, I'm thinking, oh my God, they're so beautiful. They are so beautiful. It does happen sometimes.
Okay.
I buy to my letter by club. And then unexpectedly, on a day she's not expecting, and she hasn't, but chatila, like in terms of traditional way, in terms of volleyball and that, unexpectedly ends with that thing, you buy a ring, which is the proposal now.
Okay.
So it does happen, of which, although it does ruin the fun of it.
Yeah,
not
it
really
does.
Ruin, but like, yeah. But congratulations and
to
also
all
Sikabi.
Our engagees.
Yaxelela mna ndiyanqwenoba nam ndibe kanti.
Ndibe part of them.
Mm-mm. But I'm super excited about Friday. Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
oh, yes.
Because on Friday we are going to
Little Theatre in Gqeberha. If you're in Gqeberha, do go to the Little Theatre on the 10th of October, being Friday at 8 p.m. to a show hosted by our guest. Please do the honors.
Otherwise, in studio, we'll be joined by a man who's been to a lot of stages. Cape Town, Kenya, Europe, US.
You name them.
We are talking about a multi-award winning comedian who'll be joining us later on. But let me just go get it.
Oh, yes. I like it.
Madiba's Radio. Ooh, la, la. Welcome to the Diva Drive podcast here at Madiba's Radio podcast. And I'm Sanje. And I'm excited because we are hanging out with a man who has been lighting up stages from Cape Town to Kenya, Europe to the US. I mean, a multi-award winning comedian. He's a content creator and also one of the sharpest voices in South African comedy right now. Listen, he's the mastermind behind the Otherwise Comedy Nights, one of the hottest comedy platforms in Cape Town. Mamela Nkagqibi, he has shared stages with global icons like Tiffany Haddish and Eddie Griffin, who are holding it down with his own sold-out shows. And I'm excited also with namhlanje osegqeberha, and he has his own stand-up comedy national tour. I'm excited for that. You've seen him on TV, on Showmax, at the Comedy Central Roast of Peltusi, and he has been also repping SA comedy on international stages. We as a representer. Ladies and gentlemen, in studio, I am joined by the hilarious, multilingual, and unstoppable Vafa. Sabon, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yapi.
Yo, that was the best introduction I've ever
really?
Had.
Really?
I think on Friday I need to cancel my opening act and have you.
Okay, then please.
Have
please.
You introduced
That'd
me.
That'd be so amazing.
No. People need to learn. But yeah, thank you.
Usaqqeberha ngoku. How has Qqeberha been treating you so far?
It's amazing, but like the wind, I don't know what you guys are doing.
It's windy city.
No, but I thought now that maybe somebody would switch it off after a while, but it's Do you guys even have Ezila, like, or Ilan. Even like not like a location like Ikasi?
We have.
You can't, because the main thing of Ikasi, it needs to have dust.
Oh.
And if you have so much wind, then how can you have Ikasi? Like, I'm we sure have, it's only suburbs.
We have Ikasi, and it's so dusty and it's so windy it at the same time.
Hey,
we have our Motherwell. We need to take you around, actually.
No, I've been to Motherwell. I've been to New Pride.
How is that? How's it been?
No, I haven't been in a long time. I think the last time I was there was probably 6 years ago.
So, okay,
for what?
Something. Nina, but it's not really our thing. We have Amanqina is Bindi.
Nyamenhloko. Yes. We need to do a ritual.
So Vafa, you've performed across Africa, in Europe, and even for Team South Africa at the Paris Olympics.
Yes.
What's been like your favorite or unforgettable gig so far?
Yo, I there's been so many, and I've been so blessed that, like, I think this is the one, and then after that I go, and then there's something else. If I can just think about the most recent one.
Yes.
Is that so? I've started my tour. I'm touring around the country.
Yes.
And then this is my second stop. My first stop was at home.
Yes.
Mahikeng in the Northwest Province. That was insane. When I got onto stage, when I got onto stage for at least 1 minute, people were just like making noise. I felt like Michael Jackson.
You know
when Michael Jackson just standing there and people are making noise
and they can't stop.
And it's
excited.
Yeah, and sometimes I have to pinch myself because I don't expect it. Like when you're doing this thing and you're in it, you don't see what impact you have. Yeah. And then sometimes it even surprises me that I'm like, wow, oh, people like my things. Mm. So for me to get that much love and reception, it was just like, it was such a beautiful show.
And Sana, I want to get so excited, because they love you and your work, and you've got fans everywhere. So what's that one funny thing or anything, it doesn't have to be funny, but the one thing that South African audience do that make you laugh when you're on stage, more than your own joke?
One is when somebody has like uncontrollable laugh.
Oh, like, that contagious love.
I think one was even sounding like it was like, you know, when you go to Soweto Derby.
Yeah.
And then you hear that.
can hear it while you're on stage.
Yes. Or somebody just carrying on laughing. And I'm like, continue. You paid.
Must laugh. You did a great one.
Yes.
Yes. You speak six languages, ne? Can you name them?
Okay. Can I name them? English,
yes.
Afrikaans, Setswana, Xhosa, what is it? French? No. Farsi, Persian.
Oh.
And then a bit of Spanish.
So which one is like the best for comedy?
I use English. I use English, but... I put in, maybe I use some vinec, as the punchlines, but not like completely, but predominantly I use English. But sometimes I feel like, you know, being funny is not a language. You can just, you can just say, in any language that you speak, people can. So sometimes I'm like in my social media clips, I'm using a different language, but somebody who doesn't even understand Setswana laughs at it just because of the expression and how it is.
And also that the way you deliver the joke.
True. Yes.
So also you're known for like clever and also, you know, clean, clear and clever humor. So what is that? Was that like your natural start? Did you find yourself loving that or that style of comedy?
So for me, in Setswana they say "aule makaka," like yakeza in a way. So I like bringing across like topics that are like complicated or complex, but in such a funny way. So you have to be clever in the way that you deliver it. Yes. Otherwise, it might come across as incorrect. Say for example, you want to speak about maybe. You know, our diversity in different races and everything. Sometimes those topics can be sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make sure that you're very clever in the way that you that you deliver it so that abantu can actually listen and take the message. Yeah. So a lot of my comedy is about like unity and about people like coming together. But I also touch like topics like, oh, look, we've been 30 years into democracy, but some things haven't changed.
Yes.
How do we address it? So instead of making people angry, because sometimes if you say those things, people can get offended.
Yeah.
So you need to be clever in the way that you go through
find
these.
Humor in it, in a way. Yeah. But if you're not doing comedy, what would you be doing right now?
I'd be, I would have wanted to be a fireman, but
really?
There's not too many fires there we are. So I don't know what I'd be doing. No. But I would have probably still been an engineer. I was an engineer before I was a comedian.
What happened?
I lost my job.
Hey.
Unemployment. No, I'm kidding. No, I didn't enjoy I qualified as an engineer. I studied at UCT.
Mm.
I did my master's and then so get educated. You must make sure that you finish your studies. That's so important. And then after that, I didn't enjoy the workspace and I wanted to do something else. So I started off as a hobby, the comedy thing. And then after a while, I was like, wow, okay.
Look at you now, you know, rocking it in big stages, international stages at that. Right. And you've seen yourself sharing stages with the big names like Tiffany and Eddie. So what's like the best lesson you've picked up from the international icons?
You know, sometimes you see people on TV and you think they're always perfect, or things go right, or things. So even from when I was in the States and watching other comedians, some nights things go badly, and some nights things go great. So it's almost like it's like life. So you never let like a good gig go to your head, like never let a good performance go to your head, and never let a bad performance go to your heart. Because a lot of times, if we don't do well in something, it goes to our heart and demotivates us.
Yes.
But you must just know that like you're going to have 1,000 other opportunities to do things in life. So it's going to, like, there's going to be bad times and there's going to be good times. So watching these acts that you see on TV, you're like, oh, you never think they're going to be imperfect and they make mistakes as well.
And you just rub shoulders with them. You're like besties. You're like chilled. How did you handle that? Like,
I tell them that I'm the Trevor Noah of.
Yes, Clock it.
Why are you clicking for clock it? Don't you have to just.
Sorry. My mistake.
And which one is this one? T.
No.
Clock that T.
Yeah.
Locked in.
Let's just lock it. And Vafa, you've won, you know, multiple SA Comics Choice Awards and you keep getting nominated and winning. Does that come with pressure to keep topping yourself or you just like, it's just one of those things and just move on?
You know what I realized when I won the awards? These awards are actually not for me. Like, okay, they're
really?
For me.
Yeah.
But it's more for people who like support me. So
yeah.
I think when like, so people have been following me for a while now and I think the 1 year I was nominated for 3 awards or 4 awards, then I didn't win anything. I was nominated for 4 awards, I didn't win anything. The following year I was nominated for 3 awards, then I won 2 of the 3.
Ooh, yeah.
So even I just took the speech from the previous year and then I repeated it.
I didn't use it.
But so people have been following me for years. And when I won those awards, they were so happy because for them, it felt like they were vindicated, like as if now they've been following somebody who's like real. Because you know, when you follow somebody, you just want to make sure, is he the real deal or not? And then once the person wins an award, you're like, I've been following this person.
Yes.
But Utule, for those 2 years before, when they didn't win anything, you're just waiting for them to be successful and then you can say. So when I did win those awards, it was so nice to see that my followers or people who supported me were like, they were finally proven right.
Yes,
for trusting me and believing in me. So in that way, I would say this award is for them.
Yeah.
It's an award for them trusting me and being there.
I also love the fact that you didn't just give up because you didn't win anything when you're nominated and we're like, you feel robbed.
Yeah, I was very close, eh?
Right?
You know, when before those awards, I was nominated for 3 or 4 and I thought I was going to win 3 or 4.
At least.
On the day. So I was already telling people I've prepared every speech, I've got many speeches. And then when So I was like, hey, these awards are so good, they're legit and everything. Then I didn't win. Then right after the awards, at the after party, then I started telling people, I know these things, these awards, they're not proper.
Yeah.
So I started bad-mouthing the awards.
And
then I needed to heal for a year, and then I won it again.
But look at you now. Yeah. But you deserved, it's well-deserved, and you're supposed to win from the first time. But also, you know, sometimes I think it's also good to just wait for your turn and clap for those who won.
And sometimes corruption. Equal, okay. Not because we're in South Africa, so it's fine.
Yeah. We move. It's okay.
It's okay.
And also, for the Diba Convo today, it's a conversation we have. And namhlanje, we are talking about SARS. SARS is clarifying tax obligations for South African influencers. It's like, they're like, you know, the rise of the influencer economy has also opened lucrative doors for the South Africans, you know, because now you get to post and get, or Meta is paying, you know, if you post a lot and get
Meta
pays.
Why have they not paid me?
I think you need to do your settings in there. I can help you with that after. But it pays. If you post a lot and get engagement, you get paid.
I hope SARS is listening. I'm not getting money from Meta, ne?
Please.
I hope you are listening.
You know, because, and also they get, you know, sponsored, you know, gadget and designer clothing, you know, to complement our real meals, luxury getaways. We know, you see the influencers doing their things.
Trips to Russia. You saw those people?
The Alabuga. The Alabuga. Do you think they should actually pay tax like they're earning an income, like they're working?
Everybody should pay tax because if you're earning an income, that's what happens. SRs, like anybody who does a job. So even if you leave university and you go and work for a company, you have to pay tax.
Yeah.
So even that is becoming a job and a career. I would say that, like, for me, I learned very early on to make sure that those things are in place already.
Yes.
So that by time any small money that comes in, I'm paying tax for it. So, and I mean, these days it's easy. You get an accountant, they will sort it out for you.
Yeah.
So it's just about like knowing about it, because SARS doesn't care. If you tell them, oh, I didn't know. Like, that's not an excuse. They will put you in jail or they will come after you. And I think SARS is the one thing in this country that they know they do their job correctly. Like,
yeah, they don't miss.
They don't miss. Any other department, maybe they might miss, but SARS doesn't.
So what can you say as words of encouragement to a young influencer?
Pay tax. Yes, sorry.
And vele, they should pay tax. Like now, but just as an upcoming content creator, influencer, now starting your journey, or you're in this field at large in South Africa, what can you say to them?
I would say do. Just do. Because, you know, a lot of people will see, you know, people online and they will think that it's an overnight success.
Mm.
It's not.
Yeah.
Because I'd been doing videos since 2017.
Mm.
And the first video, I saw them the other day, I was just like, hey, yeah, what was I doing? So, but you just need to do. So everybody thinks that, I started in COVID or just after COVID, because that's when people noticed me.
Yeah.
But this thing had been happening maybe 3 or 4 years before.
Mm.
So, and I think a lot of people these days, you have to enjoy it, because a lot of people these days just... they think, they see how people are making money or getting a lot of numbers on social media.
Yes.
And they want it, and they want it to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
So this thing is not completely up to you. You know, people have to follow you, people have to support you, people have to like it. Mm. So, and you have to figure that over time.
People have to understand you.
So just enjoy doing what you do and just do a lot of it.
Just do it.
And you'll be fine.
I have a game for you otherwise. I have a game. Quick nyana game.
Do I have a prize? I can't do a game if I can't win anything.
Tato. Can handle that.
Fagimali.
It's translate.
Need to know about this one, huh?
Yeah, please translate that. Ne? I'm going to give you phrases to use, ne? Phrases, just a phrase. You're going to have to translate it and say it in a different language. Mm. I'm going to give you a language to use, or you can just freestyle.
Okay.
So the first phrase, yo, my guy.
Yo, my guy.
Yes. Let's say should I give you one to freestyle it?
Okay.
Masiqale ngesiXhosa since ningumXhosa.
Yo ndoda. But would that be because you know sometimes with translation
yes.
you need to translate the feeling.
Yes. Yo.
Yo. Ndoda. Yo, funin.
Yo, Fundin, that's
okay, okay, yeah, we're getting there, okay, okay.
Yo, Fundin, yo, okay. Second phrase, shop, shop. And should I give you or should you want to freestyle?
Let's see, give me.
In Sotho.
In Sotho. Shop, shop, kiss, shop, shop. Shosho.
Shosho, ne.
Yeah.
I think Sotho can be a bit of, I don't know, it's not really formal in a way. Is it okay to say that? Can you like Sotho and Tswana?
Well, Sotho, Tswana, Pedi, especially if you're in Joburg, it becomes so informal.
It becomes so informal. Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. We'll take Shosho. It's fine. Sure. We'll take. Okay, number three. Awe brew. You freestyle.
Yeah, but you don't even know. If I say in Persian, I could say anything. Hwala, wala, hwala, wala. And then you're like,
what do you mean?
Hi, there's the one. Away, Habibi. No.
That's fashion.
Okay. I don't know. I don't even know. Tima. Tima.
Okay. Number four. Aish, it's giving load shedding.
Aish, it's giving load shedding.
Yeah.
In Afrikaans.
Yeah, in Afrikaans.
Aish. Load shedding het gegeven load shedding.
Okay. I don't know Afrikaans,
I
but...
I just got 33%. Sorry, guys.
Number five. Okay. It's not personal. It's just vibes.
It's not personal. It's just vibes. Let's see in Spanish. Sure, I'm just trying to remember. It's not personal.
It's just vibes.
No está personal. Está vibes. Guys, yo, give me zero, eh? Give me zero.
Hey, it's a cuckoo. Okay, number six.
Number six, see?
Last one.
In English. I'm going to translate it to English.
It's in English.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this one thinks they are soft life.
This one thinks they are soft life.
Mm.
Oh, nahana gore o soft.
Ow. At least you got
7 out of 6.
20 out of 6. Okay. Now we have 5 seconds to answer each question.
Sure.
It's a quick fun questions.
Okay.
Just, you know, we just play around.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the weirdest or funniest thing someone has ever shouted at you mid-show?
You're hot.
No. Oh, yo.
Yeah. And it was a huge show. This was in David Cowell's show.
Mm-hmm.
And they distracted me completely because then I was like, yo, okay. And then I started blushing. Now and I need to finish my time. I'm like, thank you.
Like,
I was like, I'll see you after the show. Meet me there.
Okay. If you could roast any South African celebrity, who would it be and why?
Who would it be? I wish I could still roast Casper Nyovest when he still had that ponytail of his.
Yo!
What happened to that thing? You know, ladies, when they were going to do their hair at salons, there was not enough hairpiece because it was all at Casper's house.
He would even sign with Lonely London to give him, you know, some surprises.
At least. Good thing he's not listening to my Divas FM, otherwise.
You did? Okay. You've done everything from clubs to massive stages. What's your dream venue to perform at?
The Little Theatre.
Oh, you'll be there. Get 10.
I will. But I, you know, it's a dream that's just beginning now. But if I could do a stadium in South Africa. Because a comedian has never done a stadium.
For real.
Who Trevor has done Sunbet Arena, which is probably the biggest. But that's an indoor arena.
Mm.
But if I could do like an FNB stadium. Yo.
Get everyone packed in there.
Imagine.
You can do that.
Yes.
You can do that. Describe your comedy style in 3 words, but one of them has to be a food item.
a food item.
Yes.
Spato, so like a quarter.
Yeah.
Yes, because everything is in there. It's just mixed.
Yeah.
Okay. Delicious.
Yes.
And makaka. It's like naughty.
Oh yeah.
It's like hey, lo.
Yes. What's that one joke that never ever gets old, no matter how many times you tell it?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
I don't know which one to choose now. Okay, why did the chicken cross the road? No, how do you put an elephant in a fridge?
Do you fold it?
No, you open the door, put it in the fridge. Now, how do you put a giraffe in the fridge?
You open the fridge and put the giraffe.
No, you open the fridge, take out the elephant, put the giraffe in the fridge. I really enjoy that joke.
I wasn't expecting that one. I really didn't see it coming. But, you know, Amvafa, you've come so far. And, you know, comedy can be a therapy for both the audience and also the performer. What's that? What's something about comedy that helped you work through? What's something that comedy helped you work through?
I think it's like a mode of expression, so I can express myself.
Yeah.
And I think that is what like therapy or even, dealing with stuff is about.
Mm.
If you can find a friend, if you can find somebody to talk to, a safe space.
Yeah.
And to open up and to open your mouth and just say things, and just to let it out. And for me, with my comedy journey, because like I've had to ask myself so many questions internally before I have to say it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you say something, you're like, yo, no. Why did I say it like that?
Yeah.
Where is that coming from?
Yeah.
Why do I think like that? Then you interrogate so many things. So that, in a way, being able to express yourself and open up to people. But sometimes you feel it's also like it's really vulnerable. So that's when you're on stage, it's like as if you're naked in front of people. So you're fully exposed.
Yeah.
And I think that's where you actually grow. Because then, it forces you to question things.
And you're always out there giving out yourself. And social media, you are getting, doing videos, they're posting you, you're doing your content. And social media can be quite brutal, to comics. How do you deal now with online critics?
Block, delete, block,
yes!
Block.
That's
block.
The spirit.
No, luckily for me, there hasn't been too many.
Yeah.
Very few. Majority of the response is positive, which is nice. But there's certain social media that I avoid, like Twitter. Because Twitter, mostly people are there to fight.
Yeah, Twitter is not there
But Instagram, TikTok, half the time people are there to enjoy themselves, at least.
Yeah, that's good also because now I'm also learning that I need to be more on TikTok, Instagram, leave Twitter.
Oh, you like fighting. You are there.
So look, therefore the fun. Twitter is the one that's the battlefield, sort of.
True.
Yeah. So, hey,
we'll keep it to you, fighters.
Keep it to you guys. Hey, it's a ride. We'll see ride it in. It's a soft. What's your creative process like before a big show? Where's your mind at?
I love being around people.
Yes.
So, especially if it's a show in a different place, then just being around people, meeting people, just gives you like an energy of what's happening.
So that
when you perform, you're not offbeat, because sometimes you can start performing say if you perform to people right after maybe they've lost a loved one, maybe after a couple of days, and then when you're pretending like that didn't happen. It doesn't. So sometimes you just have to notice, like, oh, maybe we are mourning this person. But anyway, this is this. And then you try to weave. But so you have to have a real good sense of what's the feel of. So what's the feel of the city?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe people are really upset that there's no electricity or there's no roads or no something.
Yeah.
Now you can't come there hey, highways are great. No. So you have to, it's there's a level of honesty, a level of like empathy you need to be able to. So I do that a lot before my shows, just try to get a sense, a feel of.
And with Skabangele, because little theater, we're not like, Zipambili. In Summer Strand Central, we're experiencing electricity problems, load shedding, serious.
It's one of your sins.
Sorry?
It's for all of the sins here.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, well, behavior.
This is
then the electricity will come back.
So who's that one comedian that you think South Africans are sleeping on? Like, they're not giving the person much recognition, much love, much attention.
You know, in the country, there's so many amazing comedians. I think because, like, we have Trevor Noah as a good example of, like, okay, that he's our superstar.
Yes.
But there's so many other comedians, like, I don't know if you have ever heard of Eugene Khoza.
Eugene Khoza.
So Eugene Khoza is pretty much from the time of Trevor Noah.
Okay.
He was performing. But, like, amazing, amazing act. And sometimes, you know, people will come to shows and they will see somebody that, okay, I've only been doing comedy for 7 years, 8 years, so not long. But there's guys who have been doing it for 20, 30 years.
Wow.
And then we're on the same lineup. And maybe somebody will know me because of my social media, but not know these comedians who have been doing it for 20, 30 years. And when you go and watch them, then some people are like, oh, this guy must continue.
Yeah.
Like, Aibo, this guy was really, yeah. So Eugene Khoza is definitely a name where, one of my favorite comedians in the country.
Do you think social media plays a huge role now in making sure that your name is out there or people's?
It does, because half your attention in the day is on your phone.
Like, yeah.
Almost 50% of your time in your day, a lot of people, is on their phone. So if you're there one way or the other, somebody sees you there.
Yeah.
Then it can get people to come to your shows, to come and watch you live and all of those things. So, yeah, it's unfortunately it's something that we depend on nowadays. So you need to make it work as well.
And Kesana, we're able to also have you today on the show and excited to join you, Gedenga October, at Little Theatre.
On Friday.
On Friday, 8 p.m. Are you ready for that?
I'm so ready, and I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. I can't wait. Already, like quite a lot of people that I would see on the street and everything, that's been like, oh, they would have seen that video of mine about Abeja. Did you see it?
Yes, yes.
So that, and they would have seen that, and they're like, oh my word, you're in our city. We can't wait to see you. So. I'm really looking forward to it.
And Tina, we're also excited to see you performing live, because I'll be there as well. Friend Rosie, I'll be there, of course. And also, what do you think, Kanye, do you think people of Qabeja should expect from the show? Or what are you also hoping they'll take out of the show?
I think it's a show that allows you to be a little bit more like open-minded about... about like the country and different parts of the country and different people in the country. So it's a very unique story. It's mostly about my experiences in South Africa and growing up in South Africa and being born here.
Yes.
And just trying to integrate and fitting in. So it's a story of like fitting in.
Yeah.
It's a story of adapting. It's a story of thriving.
Yes.
You know, a story that can resonate with like a lot of South Africans. So I think it's a very connecting story. And, I want people to come there with an open mind, and I think they would leave even more inspired.
From Qabeja, where to?
Ekapa, so Cape Town next week, Friday. And then from there, Polokwane, Durban, Pretoria, Rustenburg, Bombela, Kimberley, Bloemfontein, and then Jozi Mabuni.
Really a national tour. Are they correct, ne?
No, they're not.
Are they correct? How can we catch you on the socials for someone listening right now?
So my social media handles is at VAF Africa, V-A-F Africa. So it's all one word, VAF Africa.
Thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
All the best. See you on Friday.
Yes, I can't wait.
Now, Kesana, please make sure to get your ticket. And we have a ticket line here to make sure that we're now. You're Mbukela live over phone 067-556-1434. 067-556-1434. Otherwise, this is it from me. Kamandi Onge Zibona Kumba. I am Onge Troy, the joy, the lady of talk. Till next time. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Vafa. And That was beautiful.
It was.
That was so beautiful. It was. Like, it's so good to also speak to him and just get to know him better and just, you know, see what I'm
going
to do. And
to see Chomi Akin going forward.
Like, please,
and
guys, put respect in our name.
Please.
Please. Otherwise, performing South African, the stand-up comedy national tour.
Okay.
Friday, 10 October, 8
p.m., Little 8 Theater.
8 p.m.,
bring your date. I already found a date, did I tell you?
Oh, yes. I need to tell me about it later after this. I don't want them
definitely
to.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, but if you want to see Yam's date, come through.
Come through and come see through. Me with my date.
Come through and purchase yourself a ticket on this line, 067-55-61-434. We'll be watching Vafa doing what he does best at Gqeberha Little Theatre in Central.
Of course.
And yeah, that is it for the show.
We are wrapping it up like that.
For
real. Wrapping it up in style and in comedy.
Yeah, of course.
And
a lot
comedy.
Of fun. I am Onge Joy, the joy, the lady of talk. Catch me on the socials on Facebook. I am Onge Joy. Instagram, I am Onge Joy _ TikTok. Same thing, Onge Joy _. I'm with Yams.
And of course, I am Yamgela Tlatyana, but Miss Yams X to you. Yamgela on Twitter and Yamgela Tlatyana on Facebook. Yamgela X, or rather, Yams X on Instagram as well as TikTok. And that's how we close it. See you next time.
The best youth station in the Bay.